sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No, this part's okay. It's just when he starts singing that it all goes to hell.
It sounds Smiths-like so far. I like it okay.
I like it too.
Good so far.
Found a picture of you. I love it.
I like it.
Love it.
It hijacked my world at night. From a place in the past.
I can say confidently that the live version I saw of this on one of the late night shows, I forget which one.
This is awesome.
Was terrible.
The vocals probably weren't drowned out like they are in the song.
They were not good. Well, I think they're drowning.
I'm drowned out by everybody talking. I can't hear it.
You shut up.
It's my new favorite song.
I'm going to buy it.
Download it right now.
You are.
If I had one of those little record players and he played a 45.
Stands beyond the control.
Oh, my God. Why can't he just do covers?
Just got a Monster Mash feel to it.
No, it doesn't.
That's not a good thing.
It does have a little Monster Mash feel.
Whoa.
Give me the Brady door.
He did the Monster Mash.
Good evening.
This is good.
Have the mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving.
I miss Morrissey now. I'm going to go back and listen to some Morrissey.
Of course you are. You weirdos. Hey, what do you think's going on with the Celtics? Anyone got any ideas?
I think they need
anyone
an enema.
Anyone got any thoughts here?
I think they need an enema.
It's a problem.
They have, tells me they have no leadership.
So Brad Stevens went to the podium, I think, when did they play? Wednesday? Right? Yeah. They played Wednesday night.
Right.
Night before Thanksgiving. And after the game, he said basically, maybe we're not that good. And I thought, whoa, you can't.
Well, that's not the case. You know that.
You can't say that you're not that good. And then he sort of explained himself. But that's what's been grabbing the headlines. Maybe we're just not that good. Whether he's trying to get that message through to the players, to sort of poke them a little bit. Oh, maybe you guys are right. Maybe everyone's right about us. We're just not that good, guys.
You know what it has a feel to it as, you know, where you've got to bolster your opinion of your team with statistics. And because I asked him that one day, was it two interviews ago? Well, he probably kept you up at night. Can't be too happy with the way your defense played. And he goes, no, we're actually ranked, you know, second defense. It's pretty good. I mean, we got, you know, the numbers support. You know, but if you watch a team, like if you watch the Patriots special teams, you know right now they're not good on special teams.
I'm sorry. If you're ranked in the top five in kick coverage,
you know what I mean? They aren't doing anything. They don't hit the boards. I don't know. It looked like they played more aggressively when Baines was in there, right? And that's because you got to sit Horford down. That was the Atlanta game.
The problem is you see flashes. They just can't sustain it.
Yeah.
There's no consistency.
Like that comeback against the Knicks was awesome, but they were so far behind. They left themselves no margin for error. And so when Burke was hitting those shots at the end of the game, they couldn't come all the way back. But they were playing really well in the fourth quarter.
Which is why it all just ultimately fell flat.
Which will drive him crazier, meaning Stevens, because he knows they're good. You know we know they're a good team.
There's
like
just
the same team from last year. What is missing from last year that you don't have this year? Like this
defined roles?
Yeah.
They have a bunch of guys that can do the same thing. They all can do everything. There's no like, oh, you're going to go in the corner and just shoot. You're going to stay and rebound.
Like
everyone can do everything, and that might be a problem.
The guy that came up with the idea for Scream, the movies, is suing Terry Rozier right now for that ghoulish face mask, right? So that like kicked me back to last year. Like, wow, that's right. That was just recent to where Terry Rozier was hawking these T-shirts because he was scary Terry. Drew Bledsoe was coming in. Remember, he's wearing his jersey. And because Eric Bledsoe, it was back and forth. Like, wow, that wasn't that long ago. The Celtic team had some guys that stepped up and whatever role they had to deal with. And now does it feel like they all think like there should be 10 starters instead of 5? I mean, Gordon Hayward coming off the bench. It's just there's things that shouldn't be going on with this team right now that are going on.
So we know what Marcus Smart did after the Portland loss, right? He lit everybody up and passion, please, in the locker room, you know, get people to sort of snap out of it. It hasn't made a lick of difference.
Kyrie made statements where he eliminated Smart from any conversation where he said, hey, we need leadership and we need a 14-year type vet to come in here and lead and never mention Marcus Smart's name. I think intentionally. You even came up with that.
They lose to the Knicks on Wednesday, which I think is worse. I think that's their worst loss of the year. It's terrible. Terrible loss to a bad team. They trailed by as much as 26 points in that game. They sucked. It was a horrible performance. And the quote from Marcus Smart after this one was, "We've got to stop sugarcoating things. That's the problem. We've got to stop sugarcoating it. We've just got to call it what it is. We're playing like punks. That's just what it is." I'm not sure exactly what he means by punks. Maybe.
Because you're not listening. That's like, remember when Belichick called the Patriots punks, running around like a bunch of punks instead of closing out the damn game, dancing around out there? It's just, you're not listening. Guys that just do their own thing. That's what punks do.
He says, it's the same old song. You know, it gets annoying. I don't even know what to say at this point. You've already heard it. I'm tired of talking about it. I don't know. Said it's not everybody. You've got guys out there that are playing and playing hard. That's some, but we don't have all five guys at the same time. So teams are going to continue to whoop us.
See, we're sitting here and we're waiting for them to rip off 16 out of the next 20. And we all think and know that's going to happen, right?
They don't look like a team that's on the verge of that.
Yeah, that's the scary thing, because now here you are. It's a pretty good sample. You're a quarter of the way through the season. I don't want to say quarter pole because it drives you crazy.
Right, because that's not what it is.
That's not what it is. That's the last leg of a race. they're a quarter of the way through the season.
Yeah, that's no small
amount. That's a pretty good sampling.
I mean, you could go through another 20 games where you play like this, and all of a sudden you're halfway through the season and you're not a good team.
And we're going to be sitting here at Christmas, and then, boom, that day's going to come and go. This next month is going to fly. Then you're going to get to the trade deadline. You're going to get to the All-Star game and all that, and people are going to be jockeying for their next positioning, right? That's when real free agency starts. That's what they all told us last year, right? Free agency starts at the All-Star game. Guys start campaigning for where they want to go.
Do you agree with him that people are sugarcoating it? I don't think his teammates, his coach, I don't think anybody there is sugarcoating it. They've all pretty much said, we stink.
No, but like when I asked Brad about the bad defense plays, well, we are ranked second.
So do you think it's a shot at his coach?
No, because I don't think that's maybe, but that's a sugarcoat.
Because people have taken some criticism. There has been criticism of Stevens for not being upset enough with his team. And I think that changed on Wednesday night when he publicly started to say, well, maybe we're just not that good. Maybe these guys aren't as good as we thought they were.
Didn't he do that? Didn't he do that right at the end of the preseason? Or he put all those subs in, and he said, you know what? And
he saw this early.
He saw that at the
end of
preseason.
That's why we played that clip in the preseason.
That's the same exact comment he had at the end of preseason where we went, whoa. He's like, no, we're not that good. We are not that good. And it's the same thing since preseason. That's even a bigger sampling. Because he saw this coming together at the preseason. So who should be more alarmed, us or him?
I just think that what he has said about there being issues with attitude and being issues with effort, and then there are 50,000 other things that he wants to fix beyond that, just tells you that there's something that has nothing to do with how the team is being coached or what the rotations are or who's sitting, who's starting, any of that. There is a fundamental flaw somewhere in that team with, I guess, the room or the vibe or something.
Something didn't wake them up since they lost to Cleveland, because they still went through this through the preseason, through the offseason, more importantly, feeling like they beat Cleveland. Like, and now, like we're the Christian champs now. We're the East.
So you know my take about it. I think there's been something going on there with Kyrie and Marcus Smart trying to.
I think that's now. I mean, yeah,
sort and through the clips, right?
Those are aggressive. Like Kyrie needs it all to be his, and Marcus is abrasive, and I can see that type of
stuff. I've said it a few times, yeah. Right? I think if you listen to the show, you know what I've said about that.
Yes.
You ever get pushback on a take?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From, you know, people.
Yeah.
I've gotten some pushback on that one. I've got some things wrong that I got to start looking elsewhere in the room.
Hoo-hoo.
Just saying. You know how it goes. That you're looking at the wrong spots. Like, what? Yeah. Which is good, because when you get that sort of pushback, you know there's some truth in what you're saying. You just have the people wrong.
Yeah.
I just have the wrong people, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, keep looking there, Chooch.
Yeah. But I think I'm one for two. How does that sound? I'm one for two, but I just have the wrong two guys in the who's not getting along. I'm trying to figure who it is.
Ooh, man.
But so maybe it's not the guys he didn't name. Maybe it's the guys he did name.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think I was speaking on in general for where we are as a team in terms of what we have in here as a group. And I was speaking to, you know, the responsibility that's put on me as well as Al, as well as Mook and Gordon to be the leaders of this team. And we're all relatively young as well. Al's the oldest out of all of us, but, you know, he's 13 years in, 12 years in. I think I was speaking just in general is obviously there's a lot of trade movement going on in the league as usual around this, you know, around this time. But I wasn't speaking to anyone specific. I just was speaking to, you know, maybe like a, you know, vet that's been through a championship run, a few championship runs, that's able to be patient with this team as well as understand what we're going through of just figuring out the pieces and how they mesh well together. That's all.
I swear that when we played that the first time, someone said, wow, that's a shot at Horford, isn't it? The old guy that's got no championship, never been through it, never won a damn thing.
Yeah, Zoe said that. It was his initial reaction, right?
Zoe's initial reaction was, wow, what a shot at Horford. Maybe you were onto something, Zoe.
I mean, if you look at any of the guys that have been here and been through it, and if you're Kyrie and you know you had the injury last year, you got to play with him a little bit, then you get to sit back and you know, watch him, watch how he operates the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You know, who carried this team at the end of the year? It was really like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Terry Rozier. Like, those are, like, basing it off what I see on the court. Like, those guys responded. I know Al played well. And so I think we get so critical of Al because it's just, it's not vocal. And at the end of a loss, it's usually like, hey, don't worry, everybody back to work. Celtics, let's go. You know, it's just like, it's kind of like a rah-rah thing. I don't know. And you look at it from a dollar term standpoint, too, if you're a player. Okay, here's a guy who's getting paid $31 million a year.
He's right under $29 million a year. He'll make 30 next year.
Should we get more out of that guy? I'm both on and off the court. Like, you know, I'm just gassed mentally and physically.
How do you think he's looked? By the way, he sat out the other night dealing with the knee.
Yeah, they won.
How do you think he's looked this year?
Best they've looked.
I've commented about this already.
Well,
Is he getting old in front of our eyes? Where's he been?
B-Rob was on this midseason last year. He goes, hey, guys. And nobody kept bringing it up, but he kept bringing it up. Horford is way on the back nine here. Okay, he will be breaking down soon. B-Rob was all over this. I remember being down those shows we used to do down at the Garden Studios.
Yeah.
And when we were talking Celtics heavy as it was gearing up towards playoff time, we were down there for hockey games. I remember B-Rob being in the closet like, hey, Horford's breaking down. You guys aren't seeing it yet, but I'm seeing little things. Horford will break down here.
Yeah, I think we're seeing it now.
We talk about that cliff. We talk about the cliff with Brady, right? Does Edelman look different? Does Gronkowski look different?
Yeah, they all do look a little different.
It's not huge differences. He's not a little guy. It is a big dude that takes a lot of pounding. I'm not saying physically laying into guys, but you know, just the knees, the feet. You're sore. You don't feel the same. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Jeez, did I do it again?
You're just a fake promo factory today. No, but Hardy was a guy who was a little bit convinced of Al doing the little things at the end of last year.
He started to
grow on you a little bit. How do you feel about him now?
I don't see much of anything from anyone.
We're not seeing anything right now, really.
Really, I saw a huge performance from Kyrie against Toronto. A couple of Fridays ago, that was good. You know, you see flashes that Hayward's coming around, but then it goes away.
Coming around the mountain.
There's guys will give you glimpses of what you thought or what I thought they were all going to be combined collectively. Yeah. Aaron Baines out there, you know, making his contributions. Well, he has, but
he's still Aaron Baines.
He's Aaron Baines.
He's still
he's
Aaron
not
Baines
the
at the end of the day.
Dollar player that you pay $30 million.
I don't sit here and say, boy, this is what Aaron Baines is supposed to be. Never once.
Al Horford
we
has not
discussion.
Made a big impact this year.
Al Horford
Sorry.
Has not done it.
Like, we could talk about Jaylen Brown getting off to a bad start. That's still Jaylen Brown. You pay this guy $30 million bucks a year.
You don't. Yeah,
you expect
you're right.
More than what you've gotten so far.
See flashes from Tatum.
And even
like nothing's
even,
consistent.
Even Gordon Hayward. You know, the coach has even been adamant. Like, hey, guys, you got to remember, it's a minutes thing with him, and it's going to be a process here. It's not going to get back. And he talks about that the same way with, you know, going through spurts here. You know, when what Jaylen's had to work through, what Jason Tatum has had to work through, and they're going to be fine. Never once does he say, you know, it's something Al has to work through. Like, that's something that should be given and step in, and he should be up and running.
So, something to think about there. Another item. Kyrie said Wednesday, bleep Thanksgiving. Not because he didn't want to talk about it because he was more concerned with the loss, but because he legitimately doesn't like Thanksgiving. He didn't like that. You don't like
he apologized for the comment, and you thought the apology was going to come because of the professional setting it was in and because it was in front of a woman. Which Abby Chin quickly was doing the interview. Offended. I was not offended at all.
I'm an adult. I can handle it. So throw that.
But I don't take back what I said about Thanksgiving. I mean, that's a time you should be with your family and giving thanks.
He said he didn't mean to disrespect those who celebrate the holiday respectfully, is what he said. But that for him personally, with his Sioux heritage that he is, according to a number of accounts, has sort of reconnected with in the last year, including last summer going out to, visit the tribe and had a ceremony that lasted a long time, hours upon hours, has sort of reconnected with that part of his heritage. He didn't know his mom all that well. She died when he was young. He has now sort of taken a disliking to Thanksgiving, which, fine. You don't have to like Thanksgiving. Nope. You could say bleep Thanksgiving. I thought the apology was lame. Like, well, what are you taking it back for?
That's doubling down. Like, okay, what are you actually apologizing
for? Why did it take you like 6 or 8 months to apologize about your stupid flat earth crap? You know, when he finally came around and said, you know what, I apologize to the science teachers in this world, the educators that have to deal with idiots like me saying those things. He finally came around on that. Like,
those are facts.
I don't consider those items debatable. This, it's an opinion. You can have an opinion that you hate Thanksgiving, think it's the worst day of the year.
You think it represents a black mark in history.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can have that take. Why are you apologizing?
Shaughnessy hates 4th of July.
Why apologize?
You can have
a different opinion. I like Thanksgiving because it's not about those things for me. It's about getting together with your family
and friends and family,
you know, reconnecting with your family and
realizing
spending a day together.
And
pie upon pie.
Pie upon pie.
And pies upon pies.
On that pie.
Like, for most people now, I think that's all it is. It's a way to spend time with your family.
Yeah.
And sort of take a break and
you don't say, hey, thanks.
You don't think people sit around and think about Native Americans.
You know what happened? This is when I sit my kids down. I'll tell you what. Those people with the buckle on their hats, they got rid of those other people with the feathers on their hats. And they won. And that's, you don't teach your kids that. I teach my kids to sit down and say, hey, thank you. We sit together with family to get together, to give thanks, to be thankful for everything that we have.
Yeah, there's no
pies upon pies.
Now, again, different for everybody. But for me, there is no historical implications for me celebrating Thanksgiving.
But there's also no need for Kyrie Irving to backtrack his F Thanksgiving comment.
Totally agree.
Of course.
You can hate Thanksgiving.
It puts you more on the radar. Let's let it go.
Hate it all you want, man.
Take it whatever you want.
So I felt. I hate
it. But it's a recent hate, right? It's a recent hate.
Yeah, it's a hate that he's developed in the last year.
New hate.
Last summer, he went back to, he went out and visited the tribe and has sort of reconnected with members of his family there.
2011, he tweeted, I can't wait for Thanksgiving. Mac and cheese, cornbread, ham, cranberry sauce. Yeah.
See, it's a new
potatoes.
Hate. Like, Brady's got this new thing.
Hashtag family feast.
How old was he in 2011?
He's changed his opinion.
Hanging around Steph McGrath.
You can change your opinion. I can decide next year I hate it, too.
You think Brady,
I have a right to do that.
When he was a normal guy, like 15 years ago, shooting stick at the rack down there and just being a regular guy, I was thinking, well, I can't wait to hang out with Steph McGrath in 15 years. You know? You change.
People change.
People change.
They evolve.
They change overnight. Now I'm friends with Anthony Robbins. Hey, he's a good dude, man. Gets motivate me. Let's jump higher.
Like, I don't think some people have started to call him a fraud because of those tweets and the things he said about Thanksgiving in the past. But I also don't think that his interest in his heritage is fraudulent at all.
No.
Like, he's been out there. He's spent a lot of time there.
And that's good for him.
He's been protesting the pipeline. Like, he's in, man. He's involved there. That's not some gimmick. That's not some gimmick for, good press or something.
You're going to spend any time in a sweat lodge, you better be all in, because that's no joke.
You spend time there?
No, but I've read enough. I've seen the YouTube videos. It's no joke.
You're nuts.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth down conversion attempt. New England lines up with Devlin over Gronkowski. Stacked to the left. Hollister right. Patterson in the backfield. Takes the handoff. Runs up the middle and fights his way forward to the first down rush for Darryl Patterson. Able to lower the shoulders and burrow inside the 10. First and goal to go.
I love it. Lower that shoulder, CP. How about his legs moving here? Let's put the old receiver in here. One trick pony, right? Put him in there, running back. Let him lower that shoulder.
So you saw what was going on as that happened? That's why you were laughing?
A little bit.
Okay. You want to play the post-game sound of Cordarrelle Patterson.
Tis the season. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
It's a great Christmas song, by the way.
Shaughnessy
Don't let anybody tell you differently.
Nope. It's an awesome Christmas song. And Dan Shaughnessy killed George Michael.
He did.
Killed him right here
really did.
On our very show.
He mistakenly said he was dead in Dan's dates, and then he died a couple of days later.
Got a text from him the other day.
He jinxed him.
Again, a repetitive text. Bringing in Mitch Miller next week. You don't have to bring it.
We said it. He told him last week you don't have
to bring
anything.
I think he just, it's like old people. Like you, oh my, they get stuck in.
Don't bring it in. We don't. I don't even think we have a CD player back there anymore. Do we? Do we still
just
have
pretend.
One?
You know what I'll do? I'll put my hand up.
There is one. We do have one still.
I'll put my hand
as
out.
As a backup, just in case the whole thing crashes.
We'll put it in. I'll make the zzz sound like it's going in the slot. He'll be like, oh, cool. I helped out.
Yeah, we need one for TNR. They still record their show on CD.
Oh, that's right. They still CD's do that nuts. Foolish thing. Everyone else uses a hard drive. Every other show has like a hard drive that they just put the shows on the hard drive. Those guys are filling up boxes. Where are all the boxes since we moved? Did they put them in storage?
Be a shame.
No, all those overhead covers are full of CDs.
Oh my God.
Books of CDs.
Guys,
be a shame if those ever disappeared.
It's 2018. Go digital. I'll talk to them about that tomorrow. They really should. Dan O'Brien. Got to do that, man. Makes it easier to find stuff, too. All right, so let's hear it. Cordarrelle Patterson, after he took his fist and...
open hand and began to squeeze. No fist. He just grabbed him something.
Yeah, the fist was the after shot.
Well, the fist was also a thing, too. Did you see the fisting?
Yeah.
Don't.
Don't.
That's what it was.
No, it was not.
That was not fisting.
That's not what that was.
It's not what I mean.
What is it, then? You can't use that word?
That's correct.
Do you know how bad this would hurt?
First it was the grab, then it was the...
Clenching.
By the way, this happens all the time. Like, that's the first thing you reach for and go for. Like, you're scratching.
Under those piles,
you're
right?
Trying to poke eyes out. You're trying to rip nostrils. You're trying to grab the you-know-whats and just twist them to a point where a guy's
screaming.
The
eye gouging to me is just... Whoa.
Because, it's going to put you out of commission for a couple plays until you start feeling normal again. Once the sensation goes away of the hurt.
You ever had it happen to you?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yep, and there's nothing you can do. When you're on the bottom of the pile and your legs are down, and you're screaming and they got it and they're pulling that thing. And
pulling the ball?
The balls. That's just nothing worse.
And you thought I was bad, Hardy.
There's nothing worse.
And you thought I was bad.
Nothing worse.
All right, here it is. Cordarrelle Patterson.
This is awful.
Can you tell me what happened on that fight?
I got tackled. That man was all in my face trying to put his in my face and I was trying to get his ass up off me. Simple as that.
And you don't want that in your face?
Nah, I'm a grown man. I don't need nobody ass and balls in my face, man. It's disrespectful.
What if he was half?
It's disrespectful.
Wait a minute. Think this thing out. That he's a grown man. What if he wasn't a grown man? Like, what if you're half a man?
Well, as Fred Tuncher said this morning, no, because we all know grown women love it. That's one of their favorite things.
Go back to the
other. I don't think anybody likes that. Regardless of gender or age, that's something we can all pretty much agree on. No, thank you.
He's got it right there. He's screaming.
Yeah, and then you should, if you follow that tape through to the end, there's a push.
Yeah. Push up.
Yeah, right up into there.
That'll get your ass off.
Right up into there.
Get out of my face.
Disrespectful.
Nah, I'm a grown man. I don't need nobody ass and balls in my face, man. That's disrespectful.
Yeah. I like him more today.
I do too.
Him more today than I did yesterday.
Yes.
We've kind of been all over this guy's case all year. I like him more today than I did a day ago.
And part of me chuckling, too,
not
is
standing
like,
for that.
Part of me chuckling is, I can't believe he's in. You've got James White and Sonny Michel standing on the sideline with their hands on their hips. And there's CP getting the ball behind James Devlin. They're trying to get him a touchdown. That's what they're trying to do. And he left his feet too early. He left from like the four and landed right on top of the guy.
Odd.
If he would have taken one more step, he would have went up and over. He would have got up and over.
At least he knew enough now to extend the ball because that thing would have gotten swatted loose.
He also didn't exactly run with the shoulders lowered.
He did a couple times.
But I heard somebody yesterday saying, like, what are you acting like that for? It happens all the time in piles. Well, guys grabbing each other's junk, according to Zoe, is pretty much every play. It happens all the time. So it's not that big a deal that he grabbed it.
The worst, and where you're really trying to hurt a guy is when it's a fumble scrum and he's got a hold of the ball. So one guy's trying to rip the ball out. The other one's trying to just mess everything up down there for him and make him let go of the ball out of pain. So that's the mind trick. Yeah, I mean, you're sitting there, and I'm hanging on to this ball.
Impolite.
This is really starting to hurt. I continue to hang on to the ball? And I mean, it could really hurt me from making family members moving forward,
This may be a stupid question. Why don't they wear cups? Why doesn't anybody wear a cup? And when does that stop?
Well, you wear jock strap.
Okay, but you wear it in like youth leagues, right? No,
you could, I think, really hurt yourself if a helmet gets placed on that cup and gets turned sideways.
Ooh. I just think the running
really
and
push up into your pelvic bone.
For the same reason, soccer players don't wear them either. The running and the chafing and the cup rubbing up against you just
oh, it hurt you. It pinch. No, you don't want that pinch to happen one way. Yeah, like different for baseball, you just stand around, you don't do anything.
Right.
You know, hockey, you gotta hurt yourself.
All that stuff in the pile, like the bad breath, the guys that want
the
bad breath.
The worst breath.
Mark Schlereth used to pee his pants during the game.
Same with Rob. Bob Cratch would just urinate all over himself for like 2 hours before the game, and it would just and you couldn't sit anywhere near him.
They used to call Mark Schlereth Stink. That was his nickname.
Yep.
Stink.
Kevin Mawai. Kevin Mawai was the dirtiest guy I ever played with, and he, man, he was a big FCA guy. Loves Jesus. Like, you would just think that'd be the nicest guy. Nicest guy in the world off the field. On the field, he was a mean son of a bitch, man.
His Lord and Savior wanted him to win the football game.
And then there's people.
At all costs.
And then there's people. Who was the, he wore number 84 for the Cleveland Browns back in the day. Belichick and him would tell the stories about he never showered, ever. He had long hair. Light-skinned kid. God. What's his name? Shoot. It's killing me right now. It's back to when Kozar was airing those guys. I think he wore 84.
But it goes back to what we were talking about before with LeGarrette Blount when he punched that guy out who is trying to elicit a reaction. If you are standing over somebody and you're shoving their junk in their face, you're trying to elicit a reaction.
Yes.
Now, the reaction that you're going for is to disgust this guy and make him feel disrespected. Yes. But you got a different reaction. The reaction you got was him reaching up and grabbing your junk. So you got a reaction. It's not the one you were hoping for, I guess.
84 was Rico Smith.
Nope, it was Webster Slaughter.
Jim Melder.
It was Webster Slaughter.
There you go.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Now it's time for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Get to the takeaways. Hardy, you have something? A little something you thought of?
Something we didn't get to today, and I can't believe we didn't get to the second tier of the Mexican Soccer League, MX.
It was on the rundown, but we just ran out of time.
Right, Diego Maradona.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell with you?
Yeah, but very familiar with his work.
Yeah, well.
He's good to quite good.
Retired professional footballer.
Yeah.
Now a coach.
Sure.
So he was asked, I believe this is post-match, about his thoughts about the league that his team is currently playing in.
Oh, okay.
So do we have the full clip, Jim?
Full clip.
Full clip. So I'll translate as we go here.
Okay.
De la Liga MX, de Primera División.
Diego being here in Mexico.
Has observado más de cerca, me imagino, aunque ya
I guess you've watched
conocías.
The MX League, First Division, more regularly.
¿Qué piensas de la Liga MX, de su nivel?
You've watched it more closely.
Okay.
And what do you think about the level of the MX League?
No,
it's not edited.
Is that Diego Fagundes?
It's Diego Maradona.
Is he drunk? Had he been drinking?
It doesn't look like it. He's just trying to come up with a...
He's trying to say something nice and he can't.
Thank you, Zoe. That's what it is.
No,
where are you running to?
Hello,
bunny rabbit.
Are you awake?
No,
be involved with the the many. Thanks.
Wow, striking similarity there. That is ridiculous. Did he ever get around to saying anything?
I don't know. I only got the translation from the subtitles.
Rabbit.
But I trust the subtitles.
Thing.
Yeah.
Thing. We made fun of Burt Breer today on the show. did some impressions of Burt Breer.
Explain it to you.
Yes.
Intern's going to get Sean and I. He's got a project before he goes back to school.
What's his project?
He's going to get Blue Moon by Sean and I. And you're gonna dub Bert's voice into the chorus.
Oh, a little production project.
Oh
boy.
Okay. So now I'll grade you. Now I'll write a raving.
How many more weeks are there in the internship?
He has no idea.
He doesn't even know what school he goes to anymore.
He doesn't even know. Like, when's the semester end? Isn't that typically when they end? It's going to be sometime like a month from now or less.
You title study.
He's got 2 weeks left of class, then finals.
Okay.
You guys got the final ready for him?
Yeah.
He just gave it to you.
Just got it right there.
Do we have to fill out one of those questionnaires for the advisor? Let him know how good of a job you did?
I'm not doing it.
We usually do pre-show. Tom and I sit in the office and we put it together.
You should do that.
He's very good at this.
Do you want to hear the clip?
Yeah, I do. And I talked to Burt Breer about this pregame yesterday, and he said, you know, in his typical Burt fashion, let me explain this to you. Right? Love when Burt does that.
Yeah.
He sort of talks down everybody.
Let me explain it to you.
Yes.
I think it was pretty good.
I thought it was a spot-on impression.
It's not like Burt was in here.
Hold on, Beetle.
Green Bay.
I don't mind.
I don't mind Bedard's logic there.
That's such a good one.
Or you can do the Beach Boys.
Let me explain it to you.
Yes.
You can't tell.
You can't even tell. At first, I'm like, wait, is this Burt or not Burt?
If you have a tough time doing the Sha-na-na one or the Blue Moon one, you can go to the Beach Boys and use Barbara.
He's not listening to you anymore.
All right, I'm talking. Barbara Ann. Ba, 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 ba. And you could fix that one in. You could fit that one in. That'd be a fun one, too. I like that. I could play that in the summer. So we could have a winter song and a summer song.
Intern was back there online shopping for golf clubs today.
Oh, boy, his got stolen.
Yeah.
He said he had Phil Mickelson's putter. Same one he used in the match. That was stolen.
Stolen out of what?
The van. The golf team's van.
Oh, that's
got
right.
Robbed.
Right.
When they were playing. He's on the golf team.
What school?
He needs a microphone.
Jesus.
Nobody knows. We don't know what school he goes to.
Curry.
Curry, right. Curry.
He was the Muffin Ass recommendation.
Right. He's Muffin Ass's friend.
Right.
And so he is on the golf team. He's golf Muffin team. Ass's protege.
Golf team that has a van with
he's not.
No
he's
locks.
Definitely not as mouthy as Muffin Ass.
No,
I can tell you that.
But Muffin Ass, who claimed to know everything about golf, he was on the golf team with the intern, and Muffin Ass in one tournament shot 112.
Wait, he's on the golf team?
Yes.
And what? At 27?
Really?
Holes?
Last year he was.
Oh, wait, yeah, he graduated, right?
What, he shot 112 and 27?
He's on
holes?
The golf team. He like just took up golf like 18 months ago.
Apparently, the standards.
It's the first year the school had golf last year.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope you up the standards a little bit. Between now and, I don't know, now. Yeah, they had all their clubs stolen. They went to out in Western Mass somewhere. They went to go play another team, and someone left the van unlocked, and there were thousands upon thousands of dollars, pies upon pies of golf clubs in the back.
Yeah, which sucks. But, you know, should be shopping for wedges in the middle of the show today?
No, probably not.
That's what
Where
I was
Where
were
you shopping for it? Like, what were you going on looking for a club there? You don't like to go to the store,
Cleveland
see it in person?
Cleveland golf.
Oh. You gotta go feel it. You gotta hold it in your hands, don't you, Hardy?
For wedges, and you should really be fit for them, too.
We've got enough for Friday right here from this show. You really gotta hold it in your hand. Really get a good feel for it.
Yeah.
And we could sing Hold My Hand.
Hold my hand.
Gotta get that shaft in your hand.
Okay. See, you know what? You're always on my case about crossing the line.
How many times you
and just taking it a little, just taking it a little too far. And you just did what I would do. So I'm, you know, but I'm not going to get on you though. I'm just going to point it out and move on.
I'm a grown man. I don't need nobody asking balls in my face, man. It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
It's simple.
Like, hey, they're there. Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'll grab it. You know who used to golf? Felger used to golf. And then Hardy, didn't he get the yips or something?
Well, number one, he's got the yips, but number two,
he'd rather go to beach now.
Felger's 100% right on this.
5 hours on the
and Felger doesn't need me to
wait to hit. I'm going to move. I'm going to hit through people.
It takes too long.
It does.
It takes too long to play.
Golf's a pain in the ass, is what it is. I'd rather be at the beach. I'd rather be in a beach. I'm a
nine holes guy almost always.
All right, tomorrow we are at Gillette Stadium.
Yes, sir.
On a Tuesday, Zoe and I will be there, and there may be, according to some late breaking news today, there may be a shark update to get through tomorrow.
You know, I watch.
Is it a shark update or is it a shark related update?
It's a shark prevention update.
Okay, well, excellent. Don't give it all away.
I watched The Meg again. Pretty good movie. Pretty good movie for a bad shark movie. It's a bad shark, but it's good. You can watch.
Yeah. Well, we have an update on the shark.
Hey, let's all go get some Sudafed. What do you say?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
good idea. Way to power through today, everybody.
Nice job shaving today, Hardy.
We'll do it again tomorrow from Gillette Stadium. We'll talk to you then at 10 a.m. Felger and Maz, Big Jim Murray, they are on the way. Next. Don't go anywhere. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.